I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bracia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast with your favorite host, the Lopez sisters. What's going on, sister?
What's going on? So much.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I think like last week we talked about me doing the Disney demo. And it was such a wonderful just experience in general. I was in Disneyland. I checked in Friday night. I mean, I just had a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
And today when we're recording, actually today is Tuesday, and I feel completely just so exhausted. You know me, I'm always like, people, what do you mean you get tired? Come on, come on. You know, I never really admit to the fact that I'm so exhausted right now.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think people really like fully understand. I mean, and it's just not, I think it's just people in general have so much that they're going through in their life. And I think a lot of times, I think one of the things I've realized in this past, I mean, I've always realized this, but I think one of the things I always remind myself is everyone's going through shit. Every single one of us is going through something, either professionally, personally, something's always going on with life. And yeah, I think sometimes it's okay to give each other grace, but Friday, we had the most epic first Fridays that I was also so proud of because it's been a year since we've brought this to life with the team. And I remember even the first time coming up with the idea and saying, okay, we're going to do this, guys. Now we're going to do that. And, you know, last Friday was like a year exactly. And
it's been a year.
The partnership we did and everything that it takes to make that happen. And then it rained on us at the end, but it was all wonderful. And then I had to drive that Friday all the way to Anaheim to wake up the next day to do the Disney and then do two demos and do a whole day of walking at Disney and then doing it all over again on Sunday. And then yesterday going back and coming back to just, you know, just nonstop. I think that sometimes people say like, don't listen to social media and don't let people get to you. But sometimes it's hard because you're so tired and you're trying to do your best. And then all it takes, it really is all it takes, just one comment or one thing or one person that you don't reply the email to or one DM that goes unresponded to. And then people just really love to just be mean.
Yeah.
People like to get mad and people like to be mean. And it makes me really, really sad.
It really does. It really is so, I don't know. We live in this really crazy culture where like everybody wants to be paid attention to immediately. And if you don't,
yes.
Then if you don't, you're like, how dare you not pay attention to me? And I'm like, dude, I'm out here just trying to survive myself. Like, you know, like we're all going through things. We're all super busy. We're all working and doing our best. But I don't think people see that. I think people see what they want to see, Bracia. You know, like they see those 1 minute videos or a picture, or aesthetic thing, and they think that's all that goes into it, right?
Yeah, they see me like, look at me doing latte art, how great my life is.
Yeah. Or like, oh, I'm here in Disney, but they don't really know that getting to Disney was a lot of work. And being in Disney, it's a lot of work. You're not just there like, oh, I'm here, let me just sit down. You actually were working like all day long. We walked 19,000 steps that day. And it was fun. Yeah, it was amazing. But it's also exhausting. And people need to rest. You need to rest. And I try to not listen to social media as much as I can. But it does get to you sometimes. And people are not gracious out there. People expect a response right away. And it's the culture we live in. Like the emails and stuff. If you don't reply to an email right away, like, oh my God. How long is too long to reply to an email? Sometimes I don't know. I don't understand. And I guess there are people that are on their phones all day long. I can't. I have 3 kids and I have to feed them and pay attention to them. And we have other things that we're doing besides just checking social media all day long.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. These things happen. But I just want to say, I want to congratulate you because you did an amazing, amazing job in Disneyland. And I was actually having conversations with my daughters about this weekend. And I was telling them how it all starts really with a dream. And I was telling them about the first time that we went to Disney.
Oh my God. Do you have that picture, by the way? Can you send me that picture?
I think I do. I'm going to send it.
Can you send it in the group chat? Do you have that, or who has that picture of us?
I know mom does for sure. For sure. Mom has it. And I was telling them, I said, I remember when we walked in here and dad was just telling us about how he was so fascinated with the world of Disney and like everything that it represents as far as an experience and the customer service and everything.
Dad making it about work, of course.
Yeah. This year is 30 years that Galaguetza has opened. It's been 30 years since dad moved here. It's been 30 years since we've been dreaming. And just the fact that to see you that day on stage, I was like bawling my eyes out while you were talking on the stage. I was just crying so much because I was just so excited for you, for everything that like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then I was thinking about when we moved here, Brisa, you and I, we had these dreams. Can you imagine the dreams that our children are having or are going to have? I was telling them, I was like, I am so excited for you guys because my dreams were big for what I knew back then. And like the dream that you guys are going to have now, like I can't even, I'm like telling, you know, I was just sharing that with them and they were like, mom, we're so proud of Tia Brisa. And I was like, I know, like, I'm like, this is such a huge deal, guys. And, you know, Morcrista, who's like older now, she's like, there's so many people that want to be there. And I said, I know, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of grit. And this is why, you know, like there's a lot of sacrifices that go into it and everything that happens behind the scenes. You guys have seen it. You know, you guys know like everything that we do and everything that we've tried to accomplish and just, it was amazing. My little child was super happy. My little Yvonne and Stefania were happy. Of back then when you and I used to play and pretend that we were sisters living in LA. 30 years later, we're living our dream. But it takes a lot of work. And people don't realize that. They think things are free. And they are truly, truly not. Truly not free at all.
No, I think for me, it's just, when you're tired and exhausted, I mean, yes, you do what you love and I'm so privileged and I feel so thankful. But I think that once you get to the point where it's just like, it gets you and you're so tired, I realize that when you're tired, you get to the point where you are very fragile. That's why it's very important to rest. It's very important to care of yourself. And I know I'm not like this every weekend. I know that this doesn't happen every weekend, but I mean, you know, it's really good to take care of yourself. And I think that when you don't, and I don't do this, it doesn't happen all the time. That's why I always prioritize my sleep. And I think last time I spoke to my friend, I was just catching him up on everything that was going on. And, you know, he's like, the most important thing is for you to be okay. Like, are you sleeping? Are you still working out? Are you still eating well? Are you still, you know, and I think that I started thinking to myself, I think the one thing I haven't done in the past 3 weeks is exercise. That's the one thing I've kind of let go. And I know how important that is for me. So I'm just trying to rearrange my life and seeing it. It is sometimes difficult, especially when I'm a single mom most of the time. So it's just a lot it's a lot for me sometimes.
It's a lot. Of course it's a lot. And you know, even I've been doing this year, I'm doing a Bible study that's the full year about just reading from the Bible in order chronologically. And I've been reading, I think like I'm on the fourth book already. And a lot of the things that keep happening in the first four books, and that it's the importance that God really reminded everybody that you need to rest. And for it to be so present in there and so repetitive so many times that he said, you have to have rest. Like rest is so important. Sometimes we try to just keep going and going and going and going and going. That's why it's so important to rest, because you need to be refreshed. And when you're tired, like you're saying, you are more fragile. You're more, you know, you don't think straight. You make poor decisions. Like you start doing all these things. And I think that's why it's so important to always take care of yourself, like you were saying, and resting. And I'm sure like with a fresh mind, you dodge things easier, but this is where we are. And this, you know, it's good. It sucks that you feel like this, because this weekend was so amazing, and for it to be tainted, it kind of sucks.
I know. I just think that people are just sometimes so mean. And I try to not listen on social media, and I try really go out of my way to try to not listen to what people say because I know people don't know my life. But sometimes you're like, girl, vete a bañar. What does that say?
Ponte a hacer algo.
Ponte a hacer algo.
Ponte a hacer algo. Ponte a trabajar.
Yeah. Or most of the time, I just think now, I'm like, girl, go to therapy, find happiness, find a hobby, like find God. I think like just be kind to people. Like you really never know what people are going through.
No.
You don't know what people are doing in private. Sometimes people don't like to boast and people don't like to brag. Like people just, you know, and this is why also people are like, oh, your silly videos. I'm like, because all I want to do is bring like a smile to people's faces. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on social media.
There's already enough negativity. Turn on the news for 30 minutes. You want to be depressed? Turn on the news for 30 minutes. That's all. If you're coming to social media, if you're coming to my feed to find things that are going to make you sad, this is not the right place.
No, my feed is to make you smile and inspire you. Yes. That's all.
We have enough of that out there already. We have enough. Again, turn on the news for 30 minutes. Go on Apple News and read the first 3 headlines and go deep into whatever they're talking about. You know, like that's where you will find. We don't need that. We don't need that. Or subscribe to the LA Times or the New York Times. We're no news outlets. We're just trying to spread positiveness, you know, like for real, for real. Like, you know, there's already enough of that. There's already enough of that. I need to keep my mind positive for my own sake. So I am not going to be spreading negativity around. We're not that kind of people. We always say that we need to spread. And you know, even here, I realize that, you know, you were saying that everybody goes through stuff. I've seen it here at work. Whenever someone that has been performing really well, all of a sudden stops performing or something's happening and we start getting red flags here and there. My first question to them is, are you okay? What's going on? Is your life okay? And I will say that 99.9% of the time, it's not. They are not okay. Things are happening and it affects your whole life. So we need to be very mindful that everybody around you is going through stuff. And if you're focusing on what the other person is doing wrong, you need to look within yourself because nobody has time for that. How about let's support each other? Let's uplift each other. All the message that we've been always saying. I don't know. Do we talk smack about people here? We don't. We don't ever talk smack about people here.
Just about
ourselves, our partners or each other, but it's all good fun. You know?
I only bully my sister. Okay. That's because we're sisters.
We're the only ones allowed to bully each other.
And only each other because we can even bully Elizabeth because she can't take it.
Oh, no, she cannot. She cannot.
Right?
Our sister cannot. She's a different generation of
I mean, low-key, I feel like I can't take it either.
Okay, guys, so just bully me. I can take it all.
Fernanda takes it.
Dude, first Friday, though, that thing was lit. So
oh, my
fun.
God, it was so funny because so yesterday we had a recap meeting. Also, I'm telling you, I have so many things to do. Like, I'm sorry if I don't reply to your email, girl. Like, I'm sorry if I don't reply to your DM right away. Like, I'm sorry if I'm not available to you. Like, if you only knew what I'm trying to at least just keep together. I'm like holding on by a thread right now. Anyway, so we had a very important meeting Monday. Also, my kids were late to school, an hour late to school, and you're after me because I didn't respond to your message. Anyway, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm just venting here. And if you're listening, if you're that person who didn't get my email, you came after me because I didn't reply, I'm sorry.
I was feeding my children.
I was trying to find... Okay, so long story short, I had to leave Disney Monday morning to take them to school because there was no way I was going to leave before with everything I had going on. And we were so tired. Like, we just woke up late, obviously. Because for me also, it's more important for them to get rest. Like, I would rather them get rest and be late than to wake them up and for them to be tired.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to deal with that.
Well, it's not that. I just don't think it's healthy for them. So for me, you wake up when you wake up because we've had a really rough weekend. And if you're going to be late to school, then I'll write an email and let it be it. The world is not going to end. You know, you're not going to get in trouble. It's fine. But I also needed to plan for lunch. So we ended up having to go to the Grab and Go and like just buying stuff. They got to school late.
With Disney breakfast.
Where they just need like breakfast and lunch.
It's okay. I also added a lollipop for lunch from Disney yesterday because they wanted it.
But Friday, we had a meeting to kind of do the recap of everything. And, you know, we always have this like big meeting after the events to just kind of see like what went right, what went wrong, what it's going to happen, like how can we improve? And the bartender was, Brisa, no te vi en la barra esta vez. ¿Y ahora qué pasó? And I'm like, I'm like, not this time. ¿Qué no tomaste? And I'm like, oh, no, not this time.
No, not this time.
I had to perform the next day, but it was
oh my
crazy.
God. It was, shout out to the pink ladies that showed up.
Shout out, look, dude, shout out to like every single person that showed up, the Charger fans, like shout out to your husband, to Ramiro, our production manager and our head of ops.
Head of ops.
I love watching him also run meetings with bartenders and being, I'm like, you and Paulina are the exact same. You guys are both ops.
Really? Yeah, we're totally ops.
You, Fernando, and Ramiro are all about ops. I'm just like, so here's the VIP bracelet you guys don't know about that I just thought about. Make sure you guys know this. Yeah, no, it was just incredible. And the entire team is wonderful. And if y'all haven't been to one of our parties, please really subscribe to the Michelada newsletter. We always give early ticket access to our subscribers. And believe me, like the way things are going, they're selling out faster and faster.
No, shout out. I mean, it was amazing. He did. My ops husband got home like at 6 a.m. because the truck got stuck. There was mud. It rained. But I was like, yeah, you know, I always tell them, I'm like, it's okay. That next time it won't happen to you. That's the way we learn. This is the way we like to learn. We learn by doing, and you'll be fine next time. It was amazing. You know, this is the only event. And I was talking to Evelyn, our production person as well. She's our friend. And I was telling him, like, this is the only thing that I actually just show up to. I'm like, I don't even know this life. I don't even know this life. I just show up. I just have to worry about my outfit, you know, when it comes to First Fridays. Shout out to Pobre Chica Rica, who helped me put it together, Margie. I loved it. I live for these outfits every
Can
month.
Can I tell you that I picked that jacket for you, though?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And it was perfect.
Of course it was perfect. In fact, because when they sent the merch list, I said to myself, and I asked everyone in the office, I'm like, that jacket screams Paulina. That jacket is just
thank you
for her. And everyone else was like, yeah, I see that. I'm like, I know. It's my sister.
It was. And then it went perfect with the pants that she got me. Very bitty bitty bum bum pants.
And also you're going to wear that jacket all the time. I already know you.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about wearing it today, but I was like, it's a little too soon. It was Friday. It's Monday. It's Tuesday. Monday. You know, I was like, it's too soon. But yeah, I love that jacket. And everybody thought I made it. I was like, no, this is actually like official gear. No, it was amazing. Again, shout out to the pink ladies that showed up on Super Mamas. I cannot wait. How are you guys going to show up next month? What is it going to look like? This whole First Friday situation, you got to be like, it's planned out. I can see how people are planning out their whole outfits already, how they're planning out around First Fridays. It's so fun. If you haven't been, what are you even waiting for? Honestly.
No, you have to go.
Do not miss out. Next month, no rain. It's going to start getting hotter and shinier and brighter. I cannot wait for the summer.
Spring is here, pretty much.
Spring is here. This weekend, it's going to be time change already. Thank the Lord.
Well, this I love week? This.
Yeah, this Sunday.
This Sunday is the time change?
Yes, time change already. Well, when this episode airs, it already happened. So yes, we're changing the time this weekend. It's done. It is done. The winter is done. Spring coming over. I love you. I cannot wait to see you. This is where I thrive. So I'm excited about that. Let's take a little break and come back with our Super Mama Picker Tip of the Week and wrap up this show. And we are back.
You're like, that's it? This is your show is just to complain? What takeaway do I have?
This is the
show?
Keeping up. This is the keeping up. This is where we're at today. And you know what? This is what people appreciate because we are real. We keep it real. This is the keeping up and we're keeping it real, like always. Thank you for listening. What is your pick this week, sister?
I just want to remind you all to please enroll your kids in summer camp before the end of this week.
Yes.
Just a reminder, if you don't have your kids enrolled by summer camp and a summer camp by the end of this week, you are going to be very sorry. I haven't. Mm-hmm. So this is more of a pick for me too and a reminder of like figuring out the schedules, figure out the calendars. I think because of the co-parenting I'm doing, I'm forced to look at calendars a lot more, which just also adds another stress into my life. And modifying calendars has just been like a lot. But it's so important for you from the moment to like the last day of school to the first day of school. It's so much time. And some of us have 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 7 weeks, 12 weeks. I hear so many, some start early, some start late. Also, there's certain camps that like end early. Like for me, I think there's 2 weeks where I can't find anything. So then I have to account for travel against later on the summer and then a week before, you know, so just plan it out. And also if you're going to plan, and like this is the time because then you can get better flight options. Like I wanted to go somewhere with Eduardo for his birthday. I can't anymore because I just waited too long and trying to figure out the calendar and figuring out a lot of stuff. But yeah, it's also like, also I'm looking for other, my, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to manifest for this year. I need to find single mom friends. I need to find single mom friends who are willing to split vacation with me, like who have kids, who want to travel with me and want to split the Airbnb.
That's the best way to travel with people.
I'm looking for a part-time wife with children.
I love that. Well, I am going to give...
I'm going to do a little PSA. What is that? No, that ad, that website where you put ads. Craigslist. I'm going to do a Craigslist ad. And I'm going to be looking for a single mom with two children
to hang
who
out.
Wants to travel with other two kids and split the bill on Airbnb.
I love that. Love that. Well, I'm going to give a Disney tip since we were there this weekend and I love it. And I feel like I love Disney forever. Two things is don't forget to visit the Food and Wine Festival. It will mm-hmm. be all March and April. Come and visit. Come and check it out. They have a lot of amazing food. And also my other tip is if you have small kids, please, please, please do yourself a favor and walk around with a stroller. It was a lifesaver for us this time. We put everything in that thing. My daughter is 7. Brice's daughter is almost 4. They don't use strollers on the everyday anymore. We don't use strollers. You don't do strollers. I don't use strollers. But when we did Disney, we did the stroller and that was game changer. We were faster. We were like da 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 da, carrying all this stuff. Those are my two tips. Go visit Disney. Go eat your face out. They have amazing offerings. I love the fact that they're getting so diverse and they're bringing all sorts of things. I love it. Love it. Love it. Visit it. Food and Wine Festival at Disney California Adventure. And yeah, eat a lot. Eat a lot. And last one, be kind. Please, people, be kind. Everybody's going through shit.
Yes, please.
That's it. That's all we have. That's all we can give you today. That's all we have in us right now. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also at @_supermamas and in el face at supermamas podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week, Supermamas!